Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every night I hope and pray a dream lover will come my way.
It's Bobby Darin bringing us back, the late, great Bobby Darin. One of his best songs, 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my books, The Age of the Customer, is theageofthecustomer.com. And the one for my new book, 5 international awards, folks, for that book. I'm very proud of it. The Third Ingredient, with a number 3, thethirdingredient.com. Steve DelBianco is our guest. He's the executive director of netshorts.org. I encourage you to go there and check them out. Join them, contribute some money to their effort. I promise you, you've already benefited from their effort, so it's time for you to pony up and help out a little bit. Hey, Steve, I want to talk a little bit more about the tech lash, the big tech backlash. When in 10 years ago at least, I declared myself the social media heretic. You know, a heretic is a true believer who doesn't like the status quo. And so I've been warning my audience ever since, and I've got the records, the recorded records to prove it. I've been telling them for a long time, use the tech giants, abuse them, wear them out, get all you can out of them, but never, ever in a million years think that they're your friend. They're never going to do, if they ever do anything that's in your favor, that's to your advantage, it is only because it's also to their advantage. And at any moment that it becomes not to their advantage, you will lose that advantage, and they won't even blink an eye. No, they won't break a sweat. It'll be as if you never existed. Now, that's been my advice to people. But as I've encouraged them to do what ducks do, migrate your communities over to a parallel system where you can keep up with your customers. Because Facebook will make your customers mad eventually. What do you think?
Well, I honestly believe that's a good lesson for everything we do in life. Don't assume that the people you're interacting with and exchanging goods or money with have your interest at heart. Assume that everyone is self-interested.
But then
realize that when you buy something, it's because you think you got value for your money, and when you provide information on a social network, you're getting benefit of seeing what your friends want to share, and you're getting benefit of sharing what it is you want to share. But Facebook's not doing that because they like you, Jim. It's never been about that.
That's right.
Facebook did that to acquire an audience that they could eventually serve advertising to, and that's what audience is about. Mm-hmm. We talked about the cost element just before the break, and think about it. Last I checked, I don't pay a monthly subscription to use Facebook and Twitter and YouTube. They're free. They're free to you and me.
That's the thing. When they're free, it's their rules. If you pay for it, you get to have something to say about the rules.
Yeah. That's right. And 100 years ago, when broadcast radio and television showed up in American homes, it was free because advertisers were paying for it.
Yep.
Jim, this has been a paradigm in American business model for well over a century. There's nothing new about it, so I don't quite get why people are confused that Facebook shows advertising to make it free for you and me. That's fine. If people don't like something about the way of Facebook's policies, they should follow Jim Blasingame's advice, vote with their feet, and move.
Yeah. Well, and of course, notice I didn't say Facebook was evil for doing it. I didn't say they were evil. I just said don't be naive about how things are going to roll out. And protect yourselves.
But let's,
go ahead.
Right, but it's better than just being aware of how the model works, because as a small business who wants to reach customers, you have never had a better bargain than using Facebook, Twitter,
He's right about that, folks. As long as you understand the environment and what's going to be happening.
Right, and it's not a big mystery. If I decided to run that targeted ad to people in Florida with an interest in designer clothing, spend $100, you can take a look and see exactly how that ad is going to show up in the news feed of Facebook users in that community. And you'll have an opportunity for those people to click and engage on that ad because you've said something compelling. You've made an an offer, and it works. In fact, this polling that we just completed, again, it was nationwide polling by Zogby Analytics, and it's 73%, 3 out of 4 of Americans prefer interest-based advertising instead of having to pay for the content they get online. Mm-hmm. Again, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, these are free because they're supported by, wait for it, interest-based advertising.
Right.
3 out of 4 Americans get that and say they prefer that instead of having to fork over $5 or $10 a month as a subscription.
There are some people, though, who do advertise, and you know, they question how their advertisements are placed. And they're concerned about that. But again, you have to. These are decisions you have to make. If you buy ads on a television station or a newspaper or a radio station, you may not get everything exactly as you want.
And you know even less.
Yeah, yeah, and you can target. And the targeting is pretty cool.
It's amazing. And when they get a report back, it tells me the kinds of people that saw the ad and those who interacted with it. Because it shows up in the news feed, and Facebook will tell you who saw it. But more importantly, it'll show you which people looked at it and clicked on it, or said liked it. It came to your page. This is how you engage an audience online and create new customers. Now, that same polling also asked Americans whether the government should prevent people from sharing information about themselves as an exchange to get free online services. Should the government make it illegal? Mm-hmm. For you to take that bargain with a Facebook, Twitter, or YouTube. Well, 86% of those surveyed said the government should not prevent you from sharing your information if you choose to in exchange for free services and free content. So I was reassured by that. I mean, I'm as troubled as ever by the tech backlash, and I want to understand and fix it. But most Americans...
Steve, I need you to hold on. When we come back, folks, we're going to talk about the online sales tax issue after the break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.